assist client to analyze financial ratios. Financial ratios serve as benchmarks that allow comparison of current spending patterns against recommended guidelines. When discussing personal financial planning tools, the debt-to-income and liquidity ratios are often relevant to conversations financial counselors will have with clients, but other ratios not presented in these materials may also be helpful, depending on the client. Present ratios to clients as navigation tools for their financial journey, rather than rigid rules, help clients see how these and other measurements can guide decisions that align with their values, whether that is charitable giving, career choices, or lifestyle preferences. The goal is to make financial ratios feel less like mathematical exercises and more like practical tools for living according to their principles and achieving their dreams. Explain ratios in ways that make sense to client. Instead of talking about a liquidity ratio, a financial counselor could explain it as months of expenses the client can cover. For example, if their monthly expenses are $3,000 and they have $9,000 in savings, it means they can cover 3 months of expenses if needed. This makes the concept more concrete and easier to understand. For DTI, break it down into simple terms. For every $1,000 they bring home, how much goes to paying debts? If $300 goes to debt payments, that is 30%, no complex math needed. Or have the client think of a single paycheck. Ask how many dollars out of each hundred of that paycheck go to debt and what's left. Talk about the savings rate by asking, what is your savings rate now? If the client is saving 5% of their $5,000 monthly gross income, they are saving $250 monthly / $3,000 annually. Ask them to consider what difference an additional 1% savings would make. Calculate the savings if they started saving $300 monthly, 6% over 20 years, not factoring in compound interest. Change the length of time based on their individual goals. Monthly savings of $250 for 30 years, principal only. $250 x 12 x 20 equals $60,000 in total contributions. With an additional 1% savings, $50 monthly, $300 x 12 months x 20 years equals $72,000 in additional principal. By breaking ratios down into everyday language and relatable numbers, clients can better understand and use these tools for their short-term and long-term financial planning. Rationale for target values / ideal ratios. The target values for financial ratios typically come from several sources, including academic research, financial industry analysis, historical economic data, and real-world experience of financial institutions. For example, the recommendation to maintain a debt-to-income, DTI, ratio below 36% is established as the standard limit for conventional mortgages based on extensive lending experience and research about sustainable debt levels, despite the existence of various exceptions and loopholes in lending practices. However, it is important to explain to clients that these ideal ratios are guidelines, not rigid rules. These targets represent generally sustainable levels. They are based on what has worked for some people over time. Different experts may recommend slightly different targets. Personal circumstances may justify different targets. They are goals to work toward, not pass/fail tests. Ratio calculation aids or links. Liquidity ratios calculator tips. / www.calculatorsoup.com/calculators/financial/liquidity-ratios-calculator.fup. Debt to income DTI. Ratio calculator tips. / www.calculator.net/debt-ratio-calculator.html. Financial calculators from dinkytown.net.